Global markets have taken another tumble as investors begin to ask if a long-feared correction is underway. Against the background of frenzied selling, Donald Trump's weighed in, blaming the US Federal Reserve for the fall, saying that recent interest rate rises were crazy. With more, I'm joined by the ABC's senior business correspondent, Peter Ryan. And Peter, how do these comments from Donald Trump complicate the falls that we're seeing?
Well, good morning, Sabra. Global markets, in particular Wall Street, have now factored in these sideline comments from Donald Trump into most of their decisions, even though calling the US Federal Reserve crazy is probably seen as an attack on the central bank's independence, especially at a time of volatility. Now, the Fed has been gently raising interest rates 10 years after the global financial crisis when rates went close to zero. Those days are now over, but Donald Trump has been claiming credit for the stronger US economy, which has been stoking inflation and prompting interest rate rises. But he's clearly unhappy that a correction is underway and that shares are falling, mainly because of the simmering trade tensions with China that he created by imposing steep tariffs.
No, I think the Fed is making a mistake. They're so tight. I think the Fed has gone crazy. So you could say that, well, that's a lot of safety, actually, and it is a lot of safety, and it gives you a lot of margin. But I think the Fed has gone crazy. Okay, I'll see you in a little while. No, I think it's good. Actually, it's a correction that we've been waiting for a long time, but I really disagree with what the Fed is doing, okay?
It's U.S. President Donald Trump. And Peter, do analysts think this is the start of a correction?
Well, Sabra, after heavy falls of around 2% in Europe, Wall Street has taken another big hit as the selling continued. A short time ago, the Dow Jones Industrial Average ended down 2.1%, the broader S&P 500 down 1.5%. Yesterday, around $50 billion was wiped off the Australian share market, and it's likely that more falls are to come. Jasper Lawler, head of research at the London Capital Group, says there's little doubt that a correction is underway.
The correction that we saw in February was just the dress rehearsal. What we're seeing now here in October is the real deal, is the play being enacted. And if that is the case, I think we've got a lot more downside from here.
So you believe it's pretty clear that what we're seeing is the start of a correction, a long-awaited correction?
Maybe the question here, Peter, is not even is this a correction? It's why hasn't this correction come sooner? The US has been isolated. It's been a rosy place where growth has looked strong, and it's all thanks to the tax cuts, really. It's this extra stimulus that's just kept the US going that little bit longer than the rest of the world. And I feel like maybe that the stimulus that's been there in the States is masking the kind of underlying global issues that the stock markets are trying to price in here.
And Donald Trump says the Fed is crazy to raise interest rates, yet Donald Trump's stimulus has created the booming market.
His market has created a nice environment for rising interest rates, and arguably his trade war with China, the biggest effect that we're seeing so far is that its markets are thinking that it's probably going to be inflationary. And you also need to expect the Federal Reserve to hike at a quicker pace. It's going to be volatile.
That's Jasper Lawler from the London Capital Group with our senior business correspondent, Peter Ryan.